This week, the Michigan legislature disapproved executive orders by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer wanted to reorganize the Department of Environmental Quality and eliminate some oversight panels. Joining me is a senator who led the effort to reject those executive orders, Senator Ed McBroom. Welcome to Stateside.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
This is the first time in more than 40 years that the legislature has rejected a governor's executive order. Why did you think it was necessary this time?
Well, I'll say that personally, I think that the legislature has really dropped the ball sometimes in the past on rejecting executive orders. Particularly, they should have done it a lot to Governor Engler, in my opinion, who eliminated a lot of citizen commissions and boards that I think serve a great opportunity for the public to provide oversight and input into the rulemaking and the permitting process. In this particular situation, these panels were just created summer of last year. June was when the laws were passed. They had just begun having their first meetings for organizing here in December and January. And I thought many of us agreed, and I thought, too, that those new laws and panels deserved a chance to try to address a lot of the problems that the department's been having, which many of the environmental community that came into my committee the past 2 weeks recognized had existed for well over 30 years. And the executive order really simply puts us back to that previous status quo. So it's difficult for me to understand why are we fighting to return things to the way they were.
Yeah, some of the environmental groups have been critical of these oversight panels as established by Governor Snyder because they say business and industry fill half the seats. What do you say to that concern?
Well, I've heard that allegation, and, it's always been a little bit of a frustration for me that the groups from some of the environmental perspective or other groups will always try to have all of the seats to themselves. So you have business issues and then people say, well, it should only be business people on here. And then you have environmental issues and the environmental groups will say, well, it should only be people from our frame of reference who are on these panels. I think having the more balanced approach is important. And so some of these panels, there's one farmer, there's a scientist, there's a doctor, there's people from industry, there's people from the environmental groups. I think that's a more balanced approach because truly the environmental issues apply to all of us. And so whether you're trying to get a permit for your home, your septic, putting up a little shed to store your snowmobile in, or building a big factory, all of us are impacted by this. And so it's really important that we have folks from many walks of life. And if you look at the folks who are appointed, the scientific background, knowledge, and experience that were put on these panels is really exceptional.
Not to use the cliche because it's been said a lot of times, but it was asked, doesn't this leave the fox in charge of the hen house?
Well, I would disagree, as I said, because the panels have that balance on there. I mean, it's not all farmers writing all the rules for farmers. It's not all industry writing rules for industry. There is this balance on there. And the panels that the governor created in the executive order were all just bureaucrats. They were all just her appointees. And so, I mean, all of them could be pro or anti any perspective. So I thought that these panels for oversight were a much more balanced approach and really could make a difference. And now we're really, the executive order just created these panels that she had with her people on there, not her appointees. I don't have a problem with that. But just her directors, just bureaucrats. And that's not really providing the access to justice that was testified in committee that we needed. We have people being denied permits, and then there's no real recourse for a regular person. A big company, they can go to court. They have money. They can fight for their permit. But you and me, if we do something that some agent of the state says, don't do that, denies us a permit, and we want to litigate that, we're out of luck, most of us, because most of us don't have $100,000 around to fight for a $50 permit.
It was reported that Senate Majority Leader Shirky suggested Governor Whitmer submit a different reorganization plan for the DEQ, which maintains these oversight panels. How does that work for you?
I think there were a lot of things in the executive order that weren't a problem for me. She wants to change the name. She wants to move the Office of the Great Lakes. She wants to move the Energy Office. I mean, we can work with all of those things, but to return back to the status quo on how permits and regulations are issued and how people are handled and access for the general public to that process, the transparency that the panels brought, I don't want to end those things. But regardless of all that, I certainly want to be a part of the conversation. If the governor doesn't like things about the panels, he wants changes to the law, then let's work together on that. Let's amend the law through the legislative process and work together on these things. I think it was just a bit of a misfire for all of us to kind of not talk enough before this executive order came out, and that we can get a lot more cooperation and a lot more goodwill done if we all kind of work together.
Senator Ed McBroom is a Republican from Vulcan in the Upper Peninsula. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.